This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Practice Makes Perfect in Our Islamic Lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service. Dear friends, we're talking about Islamic lifestyle on A to Z. Now, one of the things that we want to talk about in this episode is how practice makes perfect. Now, I know that, this is something that we've all heard, and it's something that's quite common. It's a saying, pretty much. A proverb, if you will, that practice makes perfect. Now, this applies in the Islamic sense as well. What's really interesting is that sometimes if you trace back these statements, you will find that they're actually Islamic statements that somehow, over the passing of hundreds of years, they have become common parlance, but in reality, they were Islamic terms. So one of the things which Islam emphasizes and is something that can really, help us in our Islamic lifestyle, that pure, that blessed lifestyle that we're all trying to achieve, is this idea of practice makes perfect. So what exactly are we talking about? Well, over a period of time, the speech of a human being, the deeds of a human being, the actions, the way he lives, the lifestyle that a human being has, when it is repeated consecutively and repeatedly and continuously over a long period of time, what ends up happening is that that certain speech or that deed, that action, that lifestyle, well, it starts to have a lasting effect upon an individual's soul. And when that happens, that certain action or that certain behavior or that certain quality or attribute or feature of a human being ends up turning into a faculty. Now, a faculty is also known as a malake, right? It means it becomes something that is ingrained, or a loose translation is this term that's used as a faculty. It becomes something that becomes a part of the soul of a human being. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how practice makes perfect. So we kind of talked about, how this term is directly related to Islam, and most probably it has an Islamic root to it. So we were saying when the speech or an action or the moral behavior, the ethical qualities of an individual are repeated continuously after a long period of time, which is what we're saying is practice. Eventually, what this does is it creates a lasting effect upon the soul, which is known as a faculty in the, akhlaqi terminology and in these masters of spirituality and ethics and morality. They call it a malake, which is translated as faculty. So it becomes ingrained in the human being. And that is what we're saying is perfect. Now, the problem here is that practice does not necessarily make perfect. So this is where we have to be very careful when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. That is that we have to be continuously repeating things which are good over a long period of time in order for them to become perfect. But on the other hand, if there is some kind of a negative quality that we have, a vice that we have in our lives, or some kind of a, sin, unfortunately, that we can't get rid of, and we are continuously entangled and trapped in it, well, over a long period of time, that also begins to affect the soul of a human being. And of course, that effect that that has on the soul of the human being is a negative effect. And so in this manner, practice is not going to make perfect. Practice is going to make worse. So, just as a conclusion, in our Islamic lifestyle, we need to over a long period of time really produce and inculcate characteristics and behaviors and morals and ethics and speech that is positive and it is Islamic, so that at the end of the day we can add a certain amount of perfection with the will and the blessings and the grace of Allah to our soul in this Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.